everybody. How you doing today? It is an interesting day today, isn't it? You know, I felt like maybe playing a song. I felt like just playing a little tune. I've been working on a new song about what it means to be American. And I feel it's a subject that I've dealt with a lot in my life because I probably have lived in Europe for a total of maybe 2 years in my life, living in Italy, Paris, France for a while, Sweden, driving around Europe, spending time in Switzerland. My uncle lives in Switzerland. So I've been asked a lot what it means to be American. And not only have I been asked, I've been judged for being the American in the room. And it's always an interesting, it's just an interesting predicament when you find yourself to be the only American, because people always tend to assume they know what being an American is, or, you know, what it means. A lot of the times they're wrong. Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of different, people with assumptions, and I think that's part of the problem. So I'm writing a song. I don't have a name for it yet, but it's about what it means to me to be American. So I'm gonna debut that soon enough. And shout out to all the chat right now. A lot of people are saying my coffee is awesome. I really like the sound of that. Someone said Taylor guitars are the best. I don't know if I agree with that. I really like my Martin guitar. Everyone, just to make it clear, all right, for everyone out there, I will be going to DC tomorrow. That's right. I'm heading out to DC in the morning, bright and early. I'm going to get up and bounce out of here, make a little bit of a Krigler coffee. To best way of waking up is Krigler in your cup. someone said that to me as a joke. And I was thinking about getting rid of this beard, but I think I might keep it because people might not recognize me without it now. So I'm going to keep the beard. I'm definitely going to go. And so I'm gonna play a song real quick before I get going. I don't want to. Someone says, "Please God, don't sing." well, now I definitely want to sing a song. I'm gonna play my new song called "The Forge," because I feel the more I sing it, the more I play it, the more I feel it's so more people need to hear it. Just a little heads up about what the song is about. Life is the forge, and we decide how we are tempered. So, just letting you know, that's there you go. All right, so yeah, I'm heading to DC. Thank you. All right, I'll keep the beard. Everyone's saying keep the beard, so I'm gonna keep it. So this is called "The Forge." And play a tune before I get into things. You fear what you don't understand and place blame on anyone you can besides yourself. Well, you should be ashamed, 'cause you're responsible on how you handle change. Hold yourself accountable. You define who you are. You define who you are. Welcome to the forge. Are you the same? Are you different? Burnt on the flames. We all burn the same. There's no difference. We must learn to live with our decisions. Mm-hmm.
life. Call it what you will. It's a blessing and a curse, depending how you feel. Are you scared of what they think? Are you here to entertain? Don't you know who you are? Don't you know who you are? Welcome to the forge. Are you the same? Are you different? Burnt on the flames of our existence. We all burn the same. There's no difference. We must learn to live from our decisions. All of them. We must move forward. Welcome to
the Forge. All right. Anyway, so that was a, you define who you are. I see someone repeating that line. I like that line a lot. You define who you are. Yeah, that's, so that's the Forge. I'm still working on fine tuning it anyway. But someone said it reminds them of Tool. Thank you. That's, someone said cringe as F. I appreciate that also. I love a good, I'd like to see both sides of the coin. That's all right. You're allowed to feel how you feel. Appreciate it. But listen, all right. So the title of the show is The Calm Before the Storm. It does feel like that. It feels like there is a storm a-brewing, and I don't know what to think about it all. And, you know, it feels like all of 2020 has led up to this moment of tomorrow, January 6th, when they are declaring, you know, who is the actual president of the United States. Because to this day, no one's actually won. You know, we have, as far as I'm concerned, it's a contested election. And I think that's what they're hoping for. So we're going to, yeah, someone said, smoke a few cigarettes and then re-sing it. No, you know what I need? I need a little bit of whiskey because, right, I was a little cold. It was like a cold open, you know? And that's all right. It doesn't matter. You know, I'm here. I'm live. You know, this is the raw me. It's not like I'm, you know, perfecting anything and giving you the, you know, the perfect view of who I am as a person. I'm literally live right now on YouTube, you know? So this is that song. It's not perfected yet, and it's a new song. So I, you know, I do what I can. But I wanted to also say thank you to everyone out there. I've got a lot of envelopes here. I'm not going to show you the addresses on them, but I've got San Antonio, Texas, Boston, New York, Arkansas, Green Bay, Wisconsin, Santa Barbara, California, Kentucky, West Palm Beach, Florida. Man, this is from all over the country. Harrisburg, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Another one from Santa Barbara, California. St. Paul, Minnesota. Texas, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Washington. Wow, all the way from Washington, and this is from Kentucky. So these are entries into the Catalyst contest. All right, and I am going to open some of these up today and put some stickers. I got my box of stickers right here. I'm going to open some of these up, and I may pick the winner today. I have the Catalyst. I actually didn't have enough room to put Catalyst contest, but I think I'm going to pick a winner for my board live today. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that after the segments. So if you entered and you sent in a self-addressed stamped envelope, this is a stack of them all. There's a chance that it is sitting in this stack right here, and I'm going to pick a winner. And I've got my board right over there. I should have grabbed it and brought it over here, but. All right, so that's later. I'm gonna pick a winner. I'm gonna pick a winner for my contest. If you don't know what I was talking about, I have a contest going right now. When I released Krigler Coffee, which was about a week and a half before Christmas, and I have a Catalyst blend, and the Catalyst is named after my board that I designed here. This is my Krigler coffee site, and you could see the Catalyst blend. So this is it's a series of boards that I designed for Arbor, and I was giving away a board, and all you had to do was enter and send me a self-addressed stamped envelope. So I got this stack here. It's about 30 or 40, maybe. I'm not sure. I didn't count them, but maybe 20 or 30 different entries. And I think I might pick a winner. So we're going to do that. We'll do that later. Don't forget to subscribe and smash that like button. And when I mean smash it, I mean like smash, just smash it, like click it. And no, not just click. I've heard daintily boop it on my show. I've also heard, what did Ian used to say? I don't remember. He said something crazy. Someone said hump the like button, which is a little much for me. But I mean, if that's what you're into, I'm not going to be upset with you. You can do whatever you want. I don't discriminate. Just make sure it gives consent. All right. Anyway, you can go to my site, adamkrigler.net, and check out all my videos of me riding the Catalyst. But you can also find my P.O. box where you can send me things. I think I'm going to call it on the contest. I have a good sum of people who have entered, so I'm pretty excited to pick somebody. And you could send me things if you'd like. You can also order some coffee. Now until tomorrow. Tomorrow is the last day. Let me just pull up the catalog real quick for the Covfefe blend. Tomorrow is the last day to get a discount on the Covfefe blend. It is promo code 45. That's right, 45, just the numbers 4 and then 45. It's obviously, for obvious reason, Covfefe blend to honor the big man in charge currently. All right, let's talk about tomorrow, right? Man, I don't even know where to start, honestly. Really, we got Linwood. He is very vocal about how he thinks Pence is a traitor, and that he thinks that Pence is not going to do what he wants him to do. Last night, I don't know how many people watched Trump's rally last night in Georgia. I was watching. And he said, he thinks Pence is a good man and Pence will do what's right. And if he doesn't, he'll be mad at Pence. And then he moved on. I was like, okay. But he was propping him up, though. He was propping up Pence, like Pence was going to do the right thing. And we shall see. Now, today, the Pennsylvania legislator, the GOP in the Senate of Pennsylvania, they essentially... They denied the new, I think, the new governor. Let me pull this up. Yeah, the PA GOP senators refused to seat a Democrat and removed Lieutenant Governor Fetterman, who is a Democrat also, from presiding over the Senate. Now, it is an incredible. Listening to, because I heard it live and it is insane. Let me play over it. This is crazy. Let's see if you guys can hear this. You should be able to hear it.
The ayes are 14 and the nays are 11.
Okay. I just want you to listen to this. So this is when he's announcing what he's about to do.
Section 576 of Mason's Manual, a legislative procedure to replace Lieutenant Governor
President,
who has refused to perform
Mr.
the duty.
Mr. President, I am
in
totally
accordance with the Senate
this.
Powers under
is
Article
not
2
in control
of the
Senate.
Constitution.
It is not being acquiesced.
Question
we are
shall
not
the
changing the process.
Dude is flipping.
Replace Lieutenant
that is
inappropriate. With the
you are breaking the Constitution and the laws
the
of the Commonwealth and
the court,
violating the oath of office you've actually taken. Nothing about this day that is appropriate. Nothing. And we will not lay down and roll over because you got more four more folks on that side. This is about Pennsylvanians, not
Pennsylvanians.
Democrats or Republicans. This is not about simply winning. It's about protecting our democracy.
We're not a democracy. We're a republic. Gosh, every time I hear that, I get so frustrated. We are not a democracy. If we are a democracy, all these crazy liberals that demand rights wouldn't have any rights at all because the majority ruled. That's what a democracy is. We're not. We're a republic. They can't have it both ways. Gosh, it's so frustrating. All right, I didn't want... Oh, you guys didn't hear it? Oh, my gosh. Hold on. Let me see if I can turn it up. I have to go back. You guys have to hear it.
In the laws of the Commonwealth,
can you hear that?
You've actually taken. There's nothing about this day that is appropriate. Nothing. And we will not lay down and roll over because you got four more folks on that side of the aisle. This is about Pennsylvanians, not Democrats or Republicans. This is not about simply winning. It's about protecting our democracy. That's what this is.
Aye.
Arnold. Aye.
Almond.
There's no roll call vote, Mr. President. It has not been acknowledged. It has not been recognized. It is inappropriate to do such.
Aye.
We will not participate in this farce.
Bartolotta.
Wait for it, though. Wait for it.
Judy. Aye. Williams. Anthony H.
Mr. President, I don't know what the hell we're doing. I'm not sure why we're voting. We've crossed the bridge. We've broken
Wait for
all
it.
Sorts of rules today. I don't know what we're saying yes to or no to because this is a violation of the process. The gentleman who sits in the podium, the rostrum, is still the presiding officer
Anthony
of the Senate.
H.
And any such indication of otherwise is
Here
obviously
comes.
A takeover of the government. That is totally inappropriate.
Here it is. Wait.
Against the violation H. of their offices. So as far as I'm concerned, I can say any gosh darn thing I want to say, and I'm going to say it as long as I choose to say it. No!
No! No! Okay. I laughed so hard when I first heard him say that because it was like a child throwing a temper tantrum. Wow. I was so... He just is so upset. This guy is like, are you done? No. Okay, good. No. All right. Mark him down as no. All right. Next. So by the end of this video, you see they finish, and it's 14 to 11 to basically take his seat away. The presiding, I'm still learning politics, mind you. I'm not fully versed on all of this, but, you know, it is crazy. Like they, let's read this article. It shows a little bit more about it. The new session of the Pennsylvania Senate got off to a chaotic start Tuesday with Republicans refusing to seat a Democratic senator whose election victory has been certified by state officials. Amid high emotions and partisan finger-pointing, Republicans also took a rare step of removing the Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, who I assume is who was freaking out there. From presiding over the session. They apparently did so because they did not believe Fetterman was following the rules and recognizing their legislative motions. Democrats in turn responded by refusing to back Senator Jake Corman, Republican senator, from assuming the chamber's top leadership position, an unusual maneuver on what is most often a largely ceremonial and bipartisan vote. Now, this is where it gets even crazier, okay? Because I want you to read this letter that they then decided to send out to Mitch McConnell. This is from the Senate of Pennsylvania, okay? And this is from yesterday, and it's to the Honorable Mitch, well, debatable there. We'll just say, Dear Leader McConnell and Leader McCarthy, as members of the Pennsylvania Senate, we believe in the integrity of the election process. After speaking with our colleagues, a majority of the state Senate is troubled by the many inconsistencies that happened in our Commonwealth during the 2020 election. Due to the numerous unlawful violations taken by Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf, Secretary of State Kathy Buchvar, and the rogue state Supreme Court, the rogue. This is an official letter, by the way. The balance of the power was taken from the state legislator, who, by the U.S. and PA constitutions, set the time and place and manner of holding elections. Act 77 of 2019 was signed into law, provides the following clear provisions. All mail-in ballots must be received by 8 p.m. election night. Officials at polling places must authenticate the signatures of voters. County election boards may begin pre-canvassing of absentee and mail-in ballots after 8 a.m. on election day. Poll watchers selected by candidates and political parties are permitted to observe the process of canvassing and absentee and mail-in ballots. no provisions were made for drop boxes or curing of ballots. 7 weeks before the 2020 general election and PA Supreme Court overstepped their bounds by ruling that mail-in ballots could be received and counted up to 3 days later. Ballots mailed without a postmark would be counted. Signatures on mail-in ballots would not need to be verified. Actually, there is there's more of this. Let me just find it real quick. It continues. Here we go. Okay. Secretary of State Kathy Buchvar also usurped legislative authority by allowing for a proliferation of unsecured drop boxes in key Democratic areas. On the day before the election, encouraged some counties, not all, to notify party and candidate representatives of mail-in voters whose ballots contained disqualifying defects and allowing them to cure these defects. So that means they were only prepping or allowing and telling the Democratic areas, hey, these votes are messed up, you should get them fixed, because I'm not going to tell the Republican side, but definitely go get these cured because we need them. In addition to these inconsistencies, certified Republican poll watchers in Philadelphia were prohibited from overseeing the canvassing of ballots. After a court ordered these poll watchers to be allowed to observe, they were corralled so far from the canvassing of ballots that they could not view the activities. Requests from legislators for independent investigations have been ignored by the administration. Due to these inconsistent and questionable activities, we believe the Pennsylvania election results should not have been certified by our Secretary of State. Did you hear that? That's the PA legislators saying that their state should never have been certified. Wow. What's going on tomorrow? That's right, I'm checking my non-existent watch because they're counting the certified electors' votes. How are they supposed to do that when we have the actual PA legislators writing to Congress saying we don't even think our own electors are legitimate? How are we supposed to believe this? Huh? I believe this because they're citing the things that I've seen with the research that I've done. I've seen the fraud. I've seen it. I've watched videos of them doing the same ballots over and over in Georgia, or booting out the people in the different counters, you know, the people that are supposed to be there to observe, and they kicked out the Republican ones. Not only did they kick them out, they stood and clapped. They're like, yeah, get out of here. We don't need you. We're cheating for justice right now. That's what it feels like. It feels like they feel like they are allowed, that they're fighting an evil to get President Trump out of office because they have been manipulated into believing that he's some sort of evil person now, which is crazy. It is crazy to think that, because that is not the case. That is the mainstream media totally shifting the narrative and convincing people that it's wrong. We have a sitting member of Congress that had people attacking his house last night. Well, I say attacking, but they were sitting there antagonizing his house, going on his property, going up to his front door with megaphones, screaming. Well, he wasn't even there. It was his wife and his young child that were there alone. When is it going to end? What's it going to be? They have every right to stand up for what they see as a contested election, for the fraud that they're seeing in this world. Like, they're not doing anything wrong. These senators are seeing the same thing I'm seeing, and I'm clapping for these guys and women, because there's men and women out there that are standing up for what is right, and they're saying that they're going to contest tomorrow's electors' votes, which they should. Now, is it going to, this is why I say it's the calm before the storm, because what is really going to happen? I don't know. Tomorrow is going to be the craziest day of the year. I mean, the year's only you know, 5 days old right now, but there's no contest. Tomorrow is going to be crazy. Millions of people are heading over to DC. Is it going to be a couple million? I don't know. Is it going to hit a million? I definitely think so. I'm certainly going to be there. I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning, make some Krugler coffee, and bounce out of here. It's going to be nuts. Trump's supposed to speak at 11 a.m. The electors are supposed to meet at 1 p.m. to start the process. What's really going to happen? You know, is it going to be pushed back? Is it going to be contested? Is Pence gonna do what's right? Or is he going to, as Lynn Wood's saying, stab Trump in the back? You know, he was citing the envelope thing at George Bush Sr.'s funeral, you know, that people talk about, and Pence did get one. What does that mean? I don't know. I'm still learning that whole side of things. Obviously, this is riddled with conspiracy theory. Happy birthday, Vivian. I see that it's your birthday. That's a side note, random chat that I saw. But yeah, I'm going to be there. But now this is what's getting crazy. You go on to Google Maps, you type Washington. There's no current way to get there. Now I hear that they're shutting down bridges, so you can't actually cross the Potomac to get in. Or I think it's the Potomac. I'm not exactly sure. I mean, I did it myself. Look at this. Here it is. This is from a screenshot of my phone. Just typed in Washington. And yeah, no directions available at this time because of current road conditions. What does that mean? What is going on with that? Mayor Bowser suddenly feels the need to bring in the National Guard? Why? Why? The Proud Boys showed up and fought Antifa. Like, okay, I can see that. But the Proud Boys don't represent Trump supporters. They're not the same. Trump supporters are... There's millions and millions of millions of Trump supporters. The Proud Boys is a smaller group that is vocal, sure, but they don't represent me, certainly. They don't represent the average Trump voter. The people that are showing up tomorrow, they're patriots that just love Trump. They're not trying to burn anything down. In fact, they're the ones that have been speaking out all year against the peaceful protesting that's been going on that the Democrats, including Mayor Bowser, did nothing about. They incited it. They were like, yeah, go on. Hey, you shut up. It's peaceful. No, you shut up too. It's peaceful. That fire behind me? No, that's a peaceful fire. Trump supporters aren't out lighting fires up. They're not. Every single time I've been to something, I went to DC about a month ago. It was super peaceful. It was awesome. All I felt was love. I was walking through this amazing crowd of incredible patriots that were all like, yeah, Trump, like America. People who love America don't try to burn down America. That's not the way it works. People who hate America try to burn down America. People who hate, period, try to burn down other people's stuff. Is it jealousy? Is it anger? I think it's anger, really. But that's not what's going to happen tomorrow. You know what happened after I left the DC rally last time, a month ago? Yeah, Antifa showed up and started attacking Trump supporters. And then what do you expect to happen? The Proud Boys showed up a couple weeks later and fought back. Okay, and cause and effect, sure. But when you have Trump supporters, well, why wasn't the National Guard brought in then when there was actual fighting or over the countless different cities that needed help when they were like, we don't need federal assistance? And now Mayor Bowser is making the play to bring in the National Guard. Like, why? What's the point? Again, Americans love America aren't trying to burn down America. They're not trying to burn down people's businesses. They're trying to open up the economy. They're trying to get those businesses open so they can go spend money and support fellow Americans. That's what Americans are trying to do. So it's all backwards. So there's a few places that have closed down now. Oh man, I don't remember the exact name of the hotel. See if I can find it real quick. I want to say Hotel Hamilton. I don't exactly recall, but there's a hotel that decided to not. Chat, help me out. Is it Hotel Hamilton? Is it Hotel Hamilton that closed down? Anyway, this hotel, they closed down. They said, we are no longer going to seat anyone, support anyone for the 4th, 5th, and 6th. Sorry. Yeah, we're not doing it. It's like, why? What are you expecting people to do? They're going to show up and, you know, be a part of your establishment, give you money, and leave. We're not trying to burn down anything. I say we because I am a Trump supporter, obviously. You know, I don't care who knows it. I'll openly talk about it. I am. I think he's a good president. I think he won the election. I'm waiting to see what happens with all this crazy stuff. It is Hotel Hamilton. Okay, cool. Oh, is it Harrington? Someone's saying Harrington. Okay, a lot of people are saying Harrington. All right, so maybe it's Harrington. Okay, yeah, that sounds right too. So, all right, so it must be the Hotel Harrington then. In DC, that and I'm finding out that it's not even just that place. There's other places. I'm hearing rumors of flights that are flying into DC that are canceling their flights. Like, this flight has been canceled. No reasoning, no weather issues. It's just been canceled. Wow, they are really trying to keep as many people out of DC as possible. That's what I think. Because they don't want the world to see the support that President Trump actually has. Because he's got support. I saw one picture from Washington State yesterday of a caravan driving. Or maybe it was 2 days ago. Doesn't matter. It was an incredible picture. It was a two-lane highway for a big, huge, long stretch of the road of just Trump flags hanging out of the windows. And I was like, yes. Like, that's awesome. From Washington State, mind you. Now, we've learned, most of Washington State is red. East Washington, East Oregon, they're red. It's the tiny little bubbles around Portland and Seattle that keep the state blue because the population is so high. And it's kind of a shame, honestly, but it is what it is. You know, what are you going to do? And then I'm seeing these stories of how there's Antifa buses that are being escorted in to DC by like state police or sheriff's department or some sort of police vehicle. And it's like, what? So you need the National Guard to protect who against what? Really? What is it? You know, we finally have Ted Wheeler that came out and said, we are going to stand up against the Antifa now. Now you are, Ted Wheeler? Seriously? After months of them burning your city down, you even walked with them. You walked out there and stood, and when they were trying to burn down the courthouse, in between them and the courthouse, and then you hightailed it out of there and then declared it a riot as soon as you were safe in your hotel or whatever, your penthouse, wherever you were going, running away to. Now you're going to declare it? Joe Biden said Antifa was just an idea. So are you going against Joe Biden now? Or are you agreeing with President Trump saying they're terrorists terrorizing Americans? Because that's the truth. That's the truth. Yeah, someone in chat just said Trump's planning something big. I agree. Did you guys watch him last night? He was awfully calm. He was very calm about and controlled. He said everyone was talking about that phone call. And we're talking about all these different things that are happening. It's like he was calm. The phone call with the government or you know Georgia's government, whatever. It's he knew. He knew something was going on. He knew he had them. The very next day, we hear the Georgia governor about talking to some Chinese, paying him off or getting him into office. Thank you. And it's like, Trump did an executive order 2 years ago about election interference, and I don't know. I think he's got it. I think he knows. I think he's, you know, I think something's going on, man. He's too calm. We're going to show up tomorrow, and he's gonna drop some major bombs. I think that's going to be the case. I can't wait. I can't wait to go see what goes on tomorrow. I'm going to be there. I'm going to actually stand and listen to him talk for the first time ever. I've never been to a Trump rally. Tomorrow is an official Trump rally. He asked everyone to show up for him, and people are showing up. My goodness. I think I might actually bring a skateboard, one of my little mini longboards with bigger wheels, because I don't know what parking's going to look like. And I think it's going to be crazy. So I think I might have to park a couple miles outside of the city and skate in, which is fine for me. I'm used to skating some. I skated in New York. I would skate sometimes 20 miles a day with my skate crew. Shout out to Concrete Kings. And yeah, it was a really good time. But it's going to be nuts tomorrow. I don't know how many people think that. I heard rumors. Epstein's going to show up. Crazy. I heard rumors that John F. Kennedy Jr. is going to show up. My goodness. I mean, you know, it's like Julian Assange might be pardoned tomorrow, or not pardoned, but he might be released on bail tomorrow, which is crazy. I mean, this week is just bonkers. This is the bonkerest week that, I mean, it feels like all of 2020 has led to this. We're finding out COVID isn't as bad as they said it was. They claimed that 2.5 million people were going to die from COVID alone. That's the truth. They said that in March, and okay, 300,000. And they claim that it's Trump's fault for those 300,000 instead of saying, hey, Trump, you did a good job. You saved 2.2 million people. Like, thank you. Good job. No. Literally 2020 in parentheses is anything we can do to make Trump look bad so we can win the election. Not only just win the election, so we can get as many people as possible to be convinced that what we are going to do during this election, they won't get upset and they'll go along with it, because they'll think that Trump is evil, so they'll be justified in anything that happens. All these people, look, I've done a poll. I try to do it every single day. I'm going to go to the today's poll. Let's see. Today is at 75%. Of my followers, well, of 2,185 votes, not all of them are my followers, but that's a big chunk of people that think Trump's going to win still. Okay, now I've done this since November 4th from the election, and I've tried to continue, because newsflash to all the haters that keep getting annoyed that I keep doing this, nobody has won yet. Now, I think Trump's won, but neither of them have won. Okay, they need to go through the legal channels, and that's supposed to be tomorrow. All right, so we'll see. But, I mean, from what I've seen, all these people that get all upset, like that, oh man, why are you still doing this? Why are you still posting that? You're making yourself look bad. Like, what do you mean, making myself look bad? You're making yourself, you're basically blasting it out that you are clueless. All these people that are like, Trump lost, blah, blah, blah. They don't ever even talk about election fraud. They just go, there's no fraud, period, question over. It's like, okay, well, here's this evidence. Here, what about this video of this person running the same ballots five times in a row? What do you say about that? Crickets. They literally disappear. They just want to believe, and they do. They are brainwashed. That's what it feels like. It feels like you can't even talk to these people. You try to talk. I don't even try to do it anymore. It's pointless, because they just re-etch you and then disappear, because they can't handle it. They can't handle the evidence that we're seeing. Now the PA electors are saying, hey, Congress, by the way, we don't even believe our votes that were sent to you are legitimate. Wow. What does that mean? Then you have Georgia today. Today is the day for Georgia for the runoff, which I think is BS completely, that there is a runoff, all right, at all. Of course, this morning in Republican districts, the Dominion voting machines were offline. Seriously. I don't know if you heard about this, but yep, that happened. In Republican districts, the Dominion voting machines went down for a couple hours, and the voters were being told, don't worry, we'll count your votes when the machines get turned back on. Just put your votes in this box over here. Seriously? So you're supposed to tell me, I'm supposed to trust you that the Dominion software machine just randomly went down in the Republican districts, okay, and you're going to count those votes later? How many people out there believe that, huh? Who believes that? Is there anyone out there that actually believes that that was a mistake? That was the water main breaking again, which, by the way, was just some urinal leaking or something. I don't know if you heard about that, but the whole we need to stop counting votes today because of a water main leak was just a urinal leaking in a bathroom. It affected no one. They didn't need to stop counting the vote. Well, okay, they didn't have to stop counting the vote. They needed to stop counting the vote because they would have lost. They needed that space because they did not know that they were going to lose by that much. Man, I hear a lot of conspiracy theories, okay? And it's very difficult sometimes to separate the truth of what I've seen and acknowledged as to be true to the fake stuff, you know? You know, there's this guy in Italy that is America's, one of the most wanted people because he was manipulating votes through a military-grade satellite. Now, I don't know if that's real or not, but it wouldn't surprise me. And if that's not foreign interference, I don't know what is. But I'll tell you what, Trump wrote an executive order 2 years ago because I think he knew. What happened 2 years ago? Do you remember? He got rid of the Republicans that didn't like him, or maybe not him, but there was a shift in Congress, okay? Paul Ryan, for example, you know, he's no longer in, and he supposedly he's working with Pence. I mean, that's a whole nother sidebar, but I want to talk about what changed in 2018. Trump switched a lot of stuff, all right, and started getting a little bit more presidential, knowing how to work things to get things going how he would like it. And I think he made some moves to prep for this election. Case in point, that executive order that he wrote to protect against foreign interference. Okay, we're finding out that China's got money invested into Dominion Software, $400 million through UBS Securities, which is a Chinese-owned security company. All right, they did it through Switzerland, but it doesn't matter. It's still a Chinese-owned company. You know, so I mean, as far as I'm concerned, all Dominion, everything should have no part in our election system. It's a Canadian company. I'm seeing boxes upon boxes of their machines coming in with big made in China sticker, or, you know, it's not stickers, but like, you know, it's Dominion voting machines made in China. It's like, okay, so the machines are made in China. So we are trusting our votes on machines that are made in China. Why are we using machines at all? Why? What is the point of that? Now, I realize there's millions and millions of us, so we're going to need some sort of help, right? But we should be using at least machines that don't connect to the internet. Their PR guy said they don't connect to the internet. And then the CEO said, well, they do in certain situations. Okay, well, they all do, but not all of it's turned on. Well, it's like, okay, well, all right, in some states they are turned on, but then it's like, okay, wait a minute, all right. Then we've got Jovan Pulitzer last week in a hearing, straight up his team hacked into a voting machine in Georgia. So how after I've seen all that, how do you expect me to believe today of all days, the day that they vote in Georgia for this runoff, that in the Republican areas, heavy Republican areas, the Dominion machines would go down? How am I supposed to trust that? You know what? I'll tell you how. I don't. I don't trust it. It's stupid. We want transparency. Everything we're fighting for is transparency. It's so ridiculous that we don't have transparency. That's all we want. Look, these people are making excuses now. Look at this tweet I found earlier. Pissed me off. Here it is. It's from Now This. These guys are constantly trying to... Now This is so... It's definitely very leftist, but, you know, Senator Howley, they've got him in January 2020 talking about you can't overturn an election because you don't like the results. And then they have him here talking about a stolen election, which is not the same thing. And I said, The left thinks it's because we don't want Biden, which is true. All right. But it's because we saw the cheating. We saw them trying to steal the election. That's the reason. They're not giving us transparency. They're not proving to us that they won legitimately. That's what I want. Oh, did you win? Prove it. Well, I don't have to prove it. I won. How dare you? You bigot. What are you, a racist? Huh? You're racist now because you're disenfranchising blah, 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 blah. Like, I just want you to prove it. Stop calling me names. Stop trying to belittle me and just prove it to me. Prove it to the rest of the American people. They deserve that. That's what we deserve. And you know what I think is going to happen? I think tomorrow we're going to see that we were all right. That's it. I think we're going to find out we were right. I think that we're going to see Trump's going to be like, boom, here's the stuff that you didn't see before. This is what the news didn't even know that I knew. Boom, he's going to throw the book down. I think that's going to happen. Yep, I think that's going to happen. We're going to see some a crazy thing go down tomorrow. I'm looking at my YouTube and it's saying some sort of playback error. Am I still live? Are my you guys still hear me? I'm just going to, you know what? I'll roll the die. Let's do the dice. If you can hear me, I'm rolling the die. I have officially rolled the die. Whoever wins the number, all you got to do is guess the number in chat, and I will. We'll see if you know who wins. You win absolutely nothing, but I will give your name a shout out right now. All you have to do is guess the number that I just rolled from my die. And I'm also kind of waiting to see if I'm still live. Oh, okay, thank you. All right, some people are still saying I'm live. Okay, cool. Because my YouTube studio is saying that there is some sort of playback error that's not showing me anything. So I can't actually see it. All right, the numbers are rolling in. Let's see. Everyone's just telling me I'm live. I appreciate you all. I'm trying to find out who has won this dice game. I love the dice game. You know why? Because I like rolling die. All right. I saw someone go 5x5. I'm gonna accept it. Kevin Heath said 5x5. Technically, it's just 5. So Karkik, right after you said 5 also, you said 5x5. It is 5. 5 is the actual. Congratulations. You won absolutely nothing. I'm very proud of you. Keep up the good work. All right. So I want to continue on. I need a break from politics. I'll be honest. How many people just want this election to be over? I mean, I see a lot of people in chat guessing the numbers. You guys are fantastic. I love it. No, seriously, like this election feels like it could go on forever. And honestly, there is a chance that it could go on. It might not be over tomorrow. I wouldn't be surprised if it's not over tomorrow. If this PA thing that just came out, that they sent a letter to Congress saying, "Hey, we don't trust our own electors." That's a pretty big that's pretty big. That's basically showing Congress, oh, well, we were just going to talk about whether or not we think it's legitimate. But if we have Pennsylvania sending us a letter saying they don't even think that they think it's legit, like, what does that mean? What's 10 days? What's 10 days to prove if our integrity, the system that we have in place, is still good, right? I don't know. It's pretty insane. So, I don't know. What you guys think it's going to be called tomorrow? What do you think? I don't know. Super chat me, and we'll talk about it more. Oh, man. All right. Let's talk about this new SETI signal. How many of you have watched Contact? You know that movie, Contact? Jodie Foster? Great movie. Great movie. I've talked about it a couple times, actually, because the site in Puerto Rico just collapsed. It was a shame. Although I think they're going to rebuild it in a new fashion, which should be fun. But check it out. This is a new signal excites alien hunters. Here's how we could find out if it's real. This is from yesterday. The U.S. $100 million breakthrough Listen initiative, founded by Russian billionaire technology and science investor Yuri Milner and his wife Julia has identified a mysterious radio signal that seems to come from the nearest star to the sun, Proxima Centauri. This has generated a flood of excitement in the press and among scientists themselves. The discovery, which was reported by The Guardian, has yet to be published in the scientific journal. Maybe the search for extraterrestrial intelligence, SETI's first bona fide candidate signal. This has been dubbed Breakthrough Listen Candidate 1, or simply BLC-1. Although the Breakthrough Listen team are still working on the data, we know that the radio signal was detected by the Parkes telescope in Australia while it was pointing at Proxima Centauri, which is thought to be orbited by at least one habitable planet. The signal was present for the full observation, lasting several hours. It was also absent when the telescope pointed in a different direction. The signal was narrow band, meaning it only occupied a slim range of radio frequencies, and it drifted in frequencies in a way that you would expect if it came from a moving planet. These characteristics are exactly the kind of attributes that SETI scientists have been looking for since the astronomer Frank Drake first began the pioneering initiative some 60 years ago. I don't know if you know about the Drake equation, but it's basically saying there's life. It's because it's nearly impossible that there wouldn't be life because, you know, let me pull that up real quick because let's just talk about the Drake equation. I want to read the Drake equation. Here it is. Let's see. It's the probabilistic argument used to estimate the number of active, communicative, extraterrestrial civilizations in the Milky Way galaxy. You know what? That's new to me. I didn't realize that it was just in the Milky Way galaxy. That's cool. That's really, really cool because I just took it as like the entire universe, which to me, I was like, of course there's life somewhere in the universe that we, you know, like how could we, you know, how could we not, you know, how could there not be life somewhere out there? Let's see. The equation was written in 1961 by Frank Drake, not for the purpose of quantifying the number of civilizations, but as a way to stimulate scientific dialogue at the first scientific meeting on the search for extraterrestrial intelligence, SETI. Very cool. So let's go back to here now. So that was Frank Drake. So that was 60 years ago. While this represents remarkable progress in our pursuit of the ultimate question of whether we are alone in the universe, the BLC-1 signal also presents some food for thought on how we conduct these searches. In particular, BLC-1 highlights a problem that has dogged SETI research right from the beginning, disappearing signals. BLC-1 hasn't been seen since it was first detected in the spring of 2019. If BLC-1 finally emerges as a true SETI signal candidate, it will be the first since the WOW signal recorded back in 1977, which I believe the movie Contact was actually based off of. This is perhaps the most famous example of an inconclusive SETI candidate. It was never observed again, but that doesn't mean it cannot be extraterrestrial in nature. The perfect celestial alignment of moving and potentially rotating transmitters and receivers separated by interstellar distances is always likely to be a fortuitous and sometimes temporary circumstance. Nevertheless, this represents a challenge for the Breakthrough Listen team. If the BLC is never seen to repeat it, it will be very difficult to conduct the kind of detailed follow-up that will fully convince scientists that it was a message from aliens. Skeptics will rightly argue that this is more likely to be either a new form of human-generated radio interference or a rare feature of the complex observing instrumentation itself. Indeed, it may never be possible to provide really compelling evidence that the extraterrestrial nature of the SETI event based on the telescope with a single dish such as Parkes. This is especially the case for one-off events. So then that it goes forward. One way forward would be to abandon the traditional approach of using large single dishes for SETI. While a parabolic dish has been useful properly of being sensitive to a fairly large area of the sky. If a candidate signal is detected, there is no way of knowing exactly where it came from. So while the Parkes telescope was nominally pointed at Proxima Centauri, literally hundreds of thousands of other galaxies and stars were also present in the field view. Ultimately, any one of them could potentially be the source of the BLC1. Wow. We can overcome this problem by observing with several large dishes simultaneously, preferably separated by hundreds and even thousands of kilometers. By combining their signals using a powerful technique known as a very long baseline interferometry. There we go. I think I got it. We can pinpoint the position of signal with exquisite accuracy, such as to a single star. You know, I just want to take a side note in saying we could actually, there's plans of I want to say interstellar telescope, because it is actually outside of our solar system, but just on the right on the outside. And it's a very interesting technology that is not ready yet, but it's definitely being looked at, and it is a potential for the future. Because, well, I mean, as we just went over, part of the problem is we such a narrow focus. You have a lot of stars that could be, you know, different images. But if we have even 100 or thousands of kilometers of distance, we can fix it. Now imagine if we had one telescope on one side of our solar system and one on the other side of our solar system, both looking at the same star. Then you cut out a lot of the interference, because there's, oh man, I don't know, a couple light minutes separating, a couple, maybe a light hour or something. I don't remember exactly how far our solar system is, but that's significantly wider than a couple of thousand kilometers. You know, we can definitely fine-tune our approach on that. And there's even another telescope that actually uses the light of the sun and bends light around it to look at what's behind it. Another interesting technology. I don't remember the name of either of these two, which kind of blanking on, but very cool stuff. All right, let's see. For the nearby systems such as Proxima Centauri, we can achieve a precision of approximately 1/1000th of an astronomical unit, the distance between the sun and the Earth. This should allow us to identify not just the stellar system, but the associated planet that transmitted the signal. With such an approach, the motion on the sky of most signals could be measured in a year or even less. There are other advantages to observing with an interferometric array of telescopes. There it is. Interferometric. I love finding out new words. Such as having many completely independent telescopes detecting the same signal, which would basically be what I was talking about. Significantly smaller, though. In addition, radio interference from Earth wouldn't be registered by telescope sites separated by hundreds of kilometers, so the human-made interference that has contributed to so many false positives for SETI and has included orbiting satellites and even microwave ovens would completely disappear. This kind of interferometry is a well-established technique that has been around since the late 60s. So why are we not doing SETI with it systematically? One reason is that the combining data together with an array of telescopes requires more effort in almost all regards, including greater computing resources. An observation of just a few minutes would generate many terabytes of data. 1 terabyte is 1,024 gigabytes. But none of these issues have shown are showstoppers, especially as technology continues to advance at unprecedented rates. Perhaps a more important factor is a human inertia. Until recently, the SETI community has been quite conservative in its approach, with staff traditionally drawn from a single-dish telescopes. These scientists aren't necessarily familiar with the quirks and foibles of interferometric arrays. Luckily, that's finally changing. Breakthrough Listen now looks towards incorporating arrays such as Meerkat, the Jansky Very Large Telescope, and eventually the Square Kilometer Array in their future survey programs. In the meantime, prepare for the rising tide of ambiguous radio events and hopefully the reappearance of BLC-1. Determining the precise location and motion of these signals may be the only way of reaching unequivocal conclusions. What do you think? You think there's life out there? You think that there's a signal emanating from a planet on Proxima B, or Proxima Centauri, I mean? Not Proxima B, that's a different star, but we'll see. You know, is it going to be, are we going to find, it's the closest star to our star. That's amazing. Humor me for a will, if you will. Imagine if, all right, there's rumors, conspiracy theories of the origin of humans being from space. All right, now imagine, if you will, you're a space-faring civilization trying to increase your odds of survival and continue on in this world. You have mastered the understanding of mathematics and computing and gravity and wavelengths, magnetic energy, and you're traveling around seeding planets. Now, Earth is a pretty sexy planet, if you ask me. It's got oxygen that we need to breathe, everything we need to live. And imagine, since it is the closest star to us, and there's a habitable planet there, why wouldn't they go there also and drop some seeds off as well? I'm not saying I believe it. I'm saying I'm open to the idea, because I don't know. You know, I have no idea. I wasn't here thousands or hundreds of thousands of years ago to tell you. But I really love the Egyptians, and they knew stuff that we didn't know. You know, I think they had lights. I think the pyramids are not tombs. I think to believe that it's tombs, it's ridiculous. But I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I think we're going to find out eventually. We are at the beginning of understanding how to get back into space right now. We are literally witnessing it. Elon Musk is making moves to make us a spacefaring civilization, and I think there's no stopping it. There's even people out there that believe that COVID is a way to train this planet into being isolated and being okay with it and wearing masks, oxygen masks, because they believe they're the aliens that are with, you know, the government are trying to basically prep us to be able to travel around in space. All right. Now, I obviously spun off a little bit there. All right. A little wild. But I've got an imagination. You know, I would love to. I love space also. So, you know, I'm ready to go to space. It wouldn't be the same. I would love to. I love this planet, though, and I love this country. So I'm going to show up tomorrow with my MAGA beanie on, and I'm going to wear it proudly. I can't believe it's been over an hour already, so I'm going to start reading some super chats. Thanks, everybody. You guys are fantastic for hanging out with me. A lot of people today. I'm going to roll the die for everybody. I roll the die. You know the deal. All right, that means I'm gonna do nothing for you. All you gotta do is guess the number, and if you guess it, I'm gonna congratulate you on winning absolutely nothing, because that's the case. The Forge says the chat loves me. Oh, that's cool. So you guys like the Forge. That's fantastic. I appreciate that. Josh and Jesus says, you ignore me on Locals. I still love you, though. I haven't been on Locals lately. I'll check it out. Sorry, Josh. It's nothing personal. I just haven't been very prevalent into Locals because I've been doing a lot of stuff outside of that. Oh, I got the numbers rolling in. Let's see. Let's see who's going to win it. Let's see who's going to win. Someone guessed 21. That's funny. It's 1 through 20. My goodness. No one is guessing the number. Wow. I am. Nope. No one's guessing it. I might have missed it. I don't think I did. A lot of numbers are rolling through. My goodness. It's a 1 through 20 random 20-sided die. There it is. I think White Lasagna may have finally won it. White Lasagna, funny enough, is actually the person who sent me this die. So 19, that was the number. If you guessed before White Lasagna, I'm sorry. White Lasagna was the first person I saw that guessed the right number. Someone also guessed 1776. I will say props for that because that's also pretty great. I love that. All right. Mythos says, we love you. How you are, Adam. Oh, thank you very much, Mythos. I appreciate that. Speck of Dust says, Adam Cast is greater than Tim Cast. Well, my goodness. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's all I could say. Appreciate that. Jeffrey Eagley says, we ordered three different flavors of your coffee and they are all amazing. Thank you, Jefferson. I appreciate that. I agree. I love my coffee. I'm not gonna lie. I did it for me. I did it because I love coffee and I am sick of trying to find different kind of coffees wherever I am. Now I know I could just get my own coffee and drink it and it's going to be good. So thank you very much, Jefferson. I appreciate that. John Gomez says, oh, hell yeah. This is San Antonio, Texas letters from me and the wifey. Keep it up, Broseph. Oh, cool. Right on. Yep. So yeah, one of these, for those who don't know, this is a big stack of letters of people that have sent me envelopes for me to put stickers in. I don't know if I'm going to have time today to do that all. I might actually, maybe I'll do it on my Locals channel. I don't know if I can actually go live on a video, but we'll see. I'll check it out. Let's see. And if you are interested in my Locals channel, it's adamcastirl.locals.com. Check it out and come on by and hang out and have a chat. All right. Robert Weil says, have a blessed night and life doing what you love. If any Republicans don't stand for us, the president tomorrow, they will pay a price with seats. I agree. They tend to think that the Republicans will disappear or something, and that's ridiculous. Adam's Frustrations says, liberals bring me to the surface. and they used to call me a liberal. They had no idea who I was at the time. Tracy Born Again Farm Girl says, pass the popcorn and God bless America. Absolutely. I make killer popcorn, by the way. Snarky Victory says, just now, executive order addressing the threat posed by applications and other software developed or controlled by Chinese companies. Wait, I'm sorry, what? Really? Interesting. All right, because Dominion machines are made in China. I'm just saying. I don't know much about that right there, but I'm just saying. Interesting. Versi says, I encourage you to watch Ronald Reagan's speech, A Time of Choosing. It is about 30 minutes long. A lot of his iconic quotes are from that speech, relevant in 1964 and relevant today. I have heard a couple of his speeches as of the past couple months, as I've been, you're not the first person to actually tell me about that. And I encourage you all to go listen to him because he is an incredible man who has a lot of people will disagree, but from the speeches that I've heard, I respect the things that I've heard. I wasn't political when I was a child, or was I even born? I don't even know. I was born in 84. No, I don't think I was. Mark G, for the grace, for the might of our Lord, for the home of the holy, for the faith, for the way of the sword, gave their lives so boldly. Let's stand by Sabaton. Epic song for tomorrow. Right on. Tenton Quarantino says, my friend is running against Whitmer. To any Michiganders in the chat, please check out Austin Cheng. Much love and respect from the UK. Right on. Yeah, I would love for her to be just taken out of the picture by being, what is it, recalled. She should be recalled. I thought that they were actually trying to recall her in that way. That would be great. Mike Horn says, you should definitely interview Nick Fuentes. A lot of people have been telling me about that. Maybe. Evan says, make punk rock great again, Our Darkest Days by Ignite. It's anti-war, anti-media, anti-communist, and anti-establishment, 2021, the year of based punk. I miss good punk music. I like good punk music. I'm in my 30s, late 30s, so like I remember good punk music in like the late 90s. I had all my cousins were older than me, and one of my cousins, Johnny, was always giving me some good music, and he liked he gave me some good. He gave me my first CD. It was Smash by Offspring, which they were borderline punk, I would say, you know, but definitely got into some more punk stuff. I like early Sublime too. They were way more punk before they got more I don't know. How would you describe it? Hippie rock? Let's see. Remove Gavin Newsom right now. Stay out of public restrooms. Fecal aerosol transmission of germs. Rallies will have them. Rioters don't. Right on. MPOW says that. Yeah, exactly. Gavin Newsom is another one that needs to be removed as well. Like, I can't. And his, there's a, I think they have over almost a million signatures on recall Gavin Newsom, which is awesome. Preston says, hey, Adam, I live in Alexandria, Virginia. Let me know if I can help in any way. Thank you, Preston. I appreciate that. KBTV says, hey, brother, mainstream media was completely blacked out when I went to check out if they were covering the rally. Other channels were working. I mean, are you surprised? Is anyone surprised? No, I'm sure. I.B. Rippenham, the fart community will provide you free security. Thank you, I.B. Rippenham. Will it be in a form of a bubble of some sort? Like, you know, like a fart bubble? No? Anyway. But Metal Gear Tack says, hey, Adam, look at email. Krigler Coffee 3D animation. Oh, I did. I did see that. That was pretty cool. Thanks, Metal Gear. Appreciate that. The little things that come down, those are actually coffee branches. So if you could add those, that'd be cool. Eazy-E says, hey, Adam, long time no super chat. The reason leftists re so loud is because they're not actually interested in a conversation. Boom. He continues. Their conclusion is predetermined and see challenges as personal attacks. You're absolutely right. There's no communicating with these people because they are so set in their ways. They don't know how to have a civil conversation and maybe admit being wrong. I'm totally fine with admitting being wrong. You know, it's like, I like to learn. I like to know if I am wrong, so I won't be wrong anymore. Like, that's called growing up. They don't know how to do that. Grow up. Red Pill File says, everyone always smashes the like button, but anyone ever like the smash button? First time ever donating. Love the show. Godspeed in DC tomorrow. Thank you, Red Pill. I appreciate that. And definitely smash the like button. And if you are lucky enough to like the smash button, I mean, by all means, you know, by all means. Arcadian Twilight says, read enough history, you will see where it starts to rhyme. The patterns we are following looks like an unholy mix or 1920s Germany and Spanish Civil War. I pray I'm wrong and we pull out of this tailspin. I agree. The last thing I want is for there to be civil war. I mean, gosh, that would mean I have to go tell Tim he was right? No, gosh, that's the last thing I want right now. All right, come on. You know, like, you know, he's been saying, we were arguing for months about how that he's like, man, civil war. And I'm like, no, it's not a civil war. There's no way these Patriots are the majority still. Like, there's no way that these crazy leftists are going to be the ones that can be able to do anything. I don't know. I think it's ridiculous, but man, I hope he's wrong there. Let's see, where was I? Mike Ross says, I wonder if the Dominion voting machines use Huawei processors. That would be interesting and damning. I agree. That's true. I don't know. And they even said their systems are proprietary, so we can't even look at it. Why are we using these machines? Why are they even allowed to use these machines if we can't even look into the software because it's proprietary? Like, no, it's our election. We need full transparency, period. No questions asked, period. Done. Vanessa says, if they call it for Biden, it won't be over. I'm not having it. By the way, this is just to show support of your work. Thanks for hanging in here with us. Thank you so much, Vanessa. I appreciate that. It's been a very interesting year for me. I've come a long way, I feel, and I'm very proud to be here. I appreciate all of you that show up for me every day. This is a very large amount of people with me today. I appreciate all of you. I think a lot of patriots are going to stand up, and I don't think tomorrow is going to be over. I think it's going to. I agree with you. It's not going to be over. I don't think they're going to call it for Biden. I still stand firm. I don't think it's going to happen. Just got a super chat jump. Give me a second. Mark G says, tomorrow will be March 31st, 1991, or January 10th, 29 BC, Yugoslavia and Roman Civil War. Ooh, excuse me. Respectively. I hope not. I hope not. But a lot of people were saying, is Trump going to cross the Rubicon? And we'll see, right? Because Ah, man, I don't know. The man behind the screen says, I doubt it will be called. I agree. The corruption runs deep enough that the establishment can keep denying in the face of evidence at least a little while more. Yeah. There's going to be so much evidence because of all this stuff, you know, like I've seen it. Imagine what Trump has. Imagine what Trump has, if what we've seen, if he was prepared for it, if he actually did set a trap, imagine what he's got. That's all I'm saying. Mega Executioner says, with impeached, lockdown fraud, etc., average Americans and others are rising up. Mainstream media and small media tell us to shut up and bow down. Please, Adam, when you go to D.C., please help share the voices of millions who couldn't go or been silenced. We will not bow down. I plan on going. I'm going to get up and go in the morning. I'm going to bring my phone, and I'm going to go live on my Twitter channel. If you don't follow me on Twitter, it's at Adam Krigler. Is this still up there? Yeah. Here we go, right here. At Adam Krigler, you can follow me on Twitter. I can go live on Twitter there, and I'm just going to be asking people and just talking to people, you know, like, where are you from? And, what do you think is going to happen today? I want to hear from, everyone else. So, someone just said, I can't even spell his name. It's C-R-I-G-L-E-R. Krigler. There you go. Helped you out. All right. Let's see. Jay Rico says, I've always believed aliens are real because the idea had to have originated from someone's actual encounter. Thoughts? No way. We have been looking at the stars for thousands of years. The stars were our gods for most of humanity, I feel, you know, because that's, we saw comets and it was something different. And they were like, oh, you know, something different. It's a sign, you know, when there was a total eclipse, you know, there would be, you know, full wars would end because they were like, it's an omen from the sky. So everyone was obsessed with the sky, was obsessed with space, you know, and, you know, I think that humans have an amazing imagination. So, but maybe you're right. Maybe it came from someone's actual encounter and, you know, that was it. Or maybe it was a normal thing, you know, thousands of years ago, like before the Ice Age, when the pyramids were fully running and, you know, there's actual hieroglyphs of what looks like spaceships and people in, you know, what looks like spacesuits. No joke. You can look it up if you want. Let's see. Minion. I miss American Gladiators. I do too. That was a good show. I used to watch that as a kid, and I always wanted to get on that show. I'd be like, I should bring that show back. I should convince Tim to bring that show back. I should convince Tim to host American Gladiators here in the cast castle. All right. I'm gonna put a pin in that. Don't forget that. Let's keep that up because that's awesome. Ozdog says Tim Pool, Ricky Gervais hero, but Linwood crazy. We'll see if Linwood's crazy, right? Because if he's not, but if he is, I mean, he is rather far-fetched. It's pretty crazy. I'm not calling him crazy. I'm saying it's far-fetched, and it would be crazy but it could be true. I don't know. Man, that'd be crazy. It would be crazy if it was true, honestly. Man behind the screen says, Earth sexy? Adam crushing on Earth? Chan confirmed. Earth-Chan confirmed. Yeah, I love this planet. Are you kidding me? You should all be simps for Earth. Mother Earth is amazing. She's the reason we're alive and breathing. This air, right, that I just breathed in. Thanks, Earth. Appreciate you. You're the reason I'm here. Love you. Everyone should have a crush on Earth. Get out of here. I'm not your buddy, guy. I know after I watched Independence Day, I always wondered if one day we were those invading aliens. Interesting perspective. Interesting perspective, huh? Who killed the dinosaurs? Maybe we did. JWL says, Alien MAGA, smash that like button. All right, I like it. I like it. White Lasagna says, woo, I win nothing. I won nothing. But everyone claimed, I don't know, some sort of weird nepotism or like I don't know, it was rigged because you're the one who sent me the die. He just guessed it first, all right, people? I think you actually guessed first before. You know what? I'm going to roll the die again. I roll the die. You know the deal. Get guessing, everybody. All right. Leonardo says, see you in D.C., Adam. USA. Tim Foltz, thank you for that super chat. Dragon Hunt says, love the show, Adam. Have a good night. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Wimblow says, praise the Trump. May liberty prevail. I agree. May liberty prevail. That's all I want. I just want transparency, and I want liberty to continue. Not like, don't let democracy die. It's like, we're not a democracy. Like, ugh. If any, we're a democratic republic, but we're a republic, okay? Even the smallest voice has a voice in this country, and that's what makes this country amazing. All right, the numbers are rolling in. Here we go. Nope, no one's won yet. My gosh, how come no one guesses the numbers right away? Here it is. Minion just did a super chat, too. Congratulations, it was number two. You won absolutely nothing. Thank you for playing the game. All right, Vasidius says, I'm going to D.C. Family told me they'd never speak to me again, called me delusional, and that Trump is working with Putin. Oh, my gosh. And they haven't invented words for how much I despise the mainstream media. They need to be held to account. Still going. Good for you, sir. Good for you. I see your profile picture looks like the Patriot Lion, the new Patriot Party. That may or may not be a thing, but good for you for standing up for what you believe in and not giving in to anybody. I respect that, like, in anyone that can do that. It's not an easy thing to do, and props to anyone who can do that. Stand up for what you believe in. This is now the time for us to do that more than ever before, is standing up for what we believe in. I do it every day. Is, you know, it's not easy to come here and talk about my opinions and speak in front of thousands of people, you know, but I definitely get some hate, but it's worth it. It's worth it. I feel like I'm making a difference. I feel like I'm calling people out that need to be called out on, and I'm not going to stop until they stop me. Conrad says, the superpower question? Yeah, right? Maybe. Bruno, I was going to go to D.C., but I got COVID. I wish I could go. Let's hope something good comes out from tomorrow. Thank you, Bruno. Stay safe, and I hope you heal up very, very quickly and that it's not that bad. I hear some people have no symptoms. Some people have pretty heavy symptoms, so I hope you get through it very smoothly. Brewmaster Monk says, the SJW personality is based on resentment. Have you read the Unabomber's Industrial Society and Its Future yet? No, I haven't, but I have seen a couple documentaries and the movie that was based on him, and it's very interesting, actually. The things that he was talking about do seem like they've come to fruition. It's kind of scary. Josh and Jesus says, Mike Tyson versus Muhammad Ali. Who wins? I got to give it up to Muhammad, man. I don't think Mike could land a hit. We're talking in their prime, right? Muhammad Ali. I got to give it to Muhammad Ali. Eazy-E says, if we ran our $600 stimuluses through Dominion voting machines, people would have enough to pay rent until April. I know, right? Why don't we have Dominion work on ATMs for us? That should be something we should focus on, right? Noah Nooner says, everything that is happening with the election reminds me of the downhill of the Republic in Star Wars. I hate to say that you're right. Montana Horseman, hey, be safe and have fun tomorrow. Nisha and Adam, duet soon? Yeah, maybe, actually. Yeah, I miss having her on and singing. Ryan Brown says, please take a deep dive into Nicholas von Rheinsberg. I don't know who that is, but I will remember that and check it out. Wimplow says, please be safe tomorrow. God bless you. Thank you very much. Steak and Eggs Hernandez says, Adam, you need some Cafe Bustelo in your life, bro. No, I have Krigler coffee. Are you kidding me? The sacrilege. Oh. Did you really just suggest some, you know, now I've had Cafe Bustelo and it's actually not that bad, but it's not the best. It's certainly not Krigler coffee. All right. I like quality beans now. All right. I'm used to the quality beans. I'm going to stick with the quality beans. Serious Beans. Funny enough, talking beans. What do you got to say? You just lost the game. What game? What game am I playing? What game do you did you tell me that I lost? Because I'm winning right now. I love my life. I have an amazing partner. I have an amazing job. I live in an amazing place. I have a good family who loves me. I love it. What am I losing? I've got a successful business. I started another successful business. I'm working on another successful business. I'm working on an album. I'm pretty sure that's that equals winning, not losing. I haven't lost any game. So nice super chat. I'll still take your money, though. I appreciate that. that's fun. All right. So listen, we were supposed to get the internet today. But I went over and talked to Ian earlier. I was like, yo, what up? Was the internet, you know, the internet good or not? And he was like, no, the internet is still blah, 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 blah. So the internet is still yet to be good because some sort of, I don't know, the router or the modem that is connected, they did it wrong or something. The line, the gigabit internet line is run to the house. So it's here. But we just don't have the appropriate modem or something to actually use the internet. So, unfortunately, I have to get off before 8. And, yeah. All right. I'm going to... I got a little time for one more song, right? I might as well play a song. One of my housemates got me this dope Stanley flat flask. And I'm just going to take a little swig. I bet you can guess what's in here. What should I play? What song? I got time for one song. 4 minutes. I'm watching chat. First person to suggest a song, I'm going to play that song. I'm watching chat. I'm watching the chat. Play The Forge again. The Forge. You guys want me to play The Forge? I'll play The Forge again. All right. All right. Someone said The Forge.
You fear what you don't understand and place blame on anyone you can besides yourself. Well, you should be ashamed, 'cause you're responsible on how you handle change. Hold yourself accountable. You define who you are. You define who you are. Are you the same? Are you different? Burnt on the flames of your existence. Well, we all burn. Call it what you will. It's a blessing and a curse, depending how you feel. Are you scared of what they think? Are you here to entertain? Don't you know who you are? Don't you know who you are? Welcome to the Forge.
Are you the same? Are you different? Burnt on the flames of your existence. We all burn the same. There's no difference. We must learn to live with our decisions. All of them. We must move forward. Welcome to.
Your eyes, temper your mind, and you will find your way home.
right, everybody, thank you for hanging out with me. It is 8 o'clock. I will see you all tomorrow. I'm going to try to do my show tomorrow. I'm going to bring my computer, and I'm going to, if I'm on the road, if I'm still in D.C., I'm going to try to do it. Thank you all for hanging out, and I will see you tomorrow here on Atomcast IRL. Good night, everybody.
Please smash the like button for Atomcast IRL, coming to you live every night, Monday through Fridays, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.